And it is.
Thank you.
Lindsay Perry Council, a homeowner where we met down in there, Matt Anderson.
Our mayor and council, we met public relations on our own view of any, our assistant and the team of national coordinators. Our budget, we met budget is $33,201,408. That's an 8.1% increase over, that total budget is a little bit more than what you had previously when we presented to you. The change in the date was in the oversight. You can master firefighter program from the fire code. So we asked that we fund an additional $6,150,000.
Thank you.
more people on this team already know some of those good things, like our house fall downs. Yeah, those major events, like we use some other financial resources we gain as part of our VERT program and for the revolving loan that we can take out in order to replace vehicles and equipment with. So those are the two primary sources that we refer to as other financing. Other financing sources within the budget.
As you know, you get a purchase date with our partners. So the partner brings up numbers of over $4,000.
The amount that we need to pay is about the budget, I believe that it's all done. Okay, frankly, it's kind of going down from there. It's about $679,000 now, I believe. So if you're able to utilize some leftover funding within the 16-17 budget to go ahead and purchase some of the equipment through the RIPA, I'll land the 17-18 budget. So that total amount did come down to perhaps $122,000, which is
$679,000. Okay, good.
Okay. Yes, the whole amount of borrowing, there's a $7,000 TAM that everybody still uses. So fund balance in order to purchase, so it's a total of $679,000. $1,357,000 is directly related to the construction projects we are going on around town. And then the town hall had $180,000 in repairs to save $166,000. We also have $42,000 of charges related to professional services tied to the town hall and rec center site, $29,000 for equipment, and $57,000 for land acquisition. I'll refer to the bottom half of the cover page. What do you think the accomplishments and highlights since your last update? Starting with the Council Informational Fund on Urban If you turn to my main tree landing, you can see the current recreation site and the structure of steel has been delivered and starting to go vertical. The municipal plan that does the dock park. Parking and stormwater DMP project is expected to commence this month. And the final bullet point is that the town staff is currently developing requests for qualifications for the design of the soft guard greenway. There are, major updates since your last, since the last report we issued in April 2nd.
Extended there. The furniture has been delivered and installed with an exception of an officer two. In some areas, the sidewalk's progressing, as you can see in front. The steps and everything are going. They were even working today. So what that looks like this year. But it's still on schedule for our post-July 4th meeting. The street and sidewalk bonds, our projects, Buffalo Road, again, finished up. We do have a punch list that has to be worked on that. We expect to let the general contractor this week regarding that work. Again, the rain there is committing work this week on it. Thompson Road, notice to proceed was issued June 12th. Do not make it out here today. The only thing that she sees is survey work this week, but I have not seen it. Again, they've got their plans. They've got the survey data from the engineer and should be starting construction soon. And I think that's it from those projects. Are there any questions on those before I turn it back over to Michael?
Tony, I was going to ask you on the sidewalk project. Can you give just a brief overview of the kind of punch list items that are yet to be done out there?
There are sidewalk panels that have people walked in. There's some issues with several panels out there. We do have some driveways that have to be repoured. One in particular that's holding some water. There's some. I don't think it's excavated. As Councilman Sims has noted, the work in New Haven. With the curb and gutters been repoured, but there's some significant asphalt work to get the water chased out of that intersection with Sandy. And then there's asphalt work that DOT requested up and down the length of Buffalo Road to work on some of the seam work there. But the contractor's aware of that, and hopefully we'll get to it sooner rather than later. I will note, and I've shared this with when asked the question, that we have significant retainage on the contractor. There's probably not more than $5,000 to $10,000 work. I think we have $80,000+ in retainage. So as far as keeping a financial incentive, we've done that as much as we possibly can.
We intend to collect. Is there any basis for liquidated damages?
No, sir. They had substantial completion, and we went through a look at that with where they stood with some of the adjustments to it.
In other words, they got changes in their
there were delays
for construction.
Yes, sir.
And they had justification for it.
There were delays that were due to the encountering of the utility lines is really where most of that legitimate delay was. These now are just as a typical project goes, and I'm not saying it's a good thing or defending the contractor. I mean, we pushed them pretty hard. This is finished work. You try to keep the financial incentive in them by not releasing the retainage, and I've done that. It's the times we're in.
Can you stick around to the end of the meeting where we'll have a little bit more time and free discussion on the rec center?
Absolutely.
I'll finish up quickly on the next page, the bond improvement summary. There aren't any major changes. The far right-hand column, council next steps, I will point out that we do expect to be awarding some bids. So in council next steps, there will be some bids coming back before you in the coming months for some of these sidewalk projects. At the end of the project, I always like to show you some of the progress that I'm sure all of you are familiar with over our town hall site. So on this first slide, we have two previous pictures of the site in the past and a more current photo with our town name and the town seal now affixed to the front of the building. The entire building on the exterior, as far as I'm familiar with, is now completely bricked. Looks really good. On the inside, you can see from this photo, the inside of the main corridor here is looking really good. They've still working really hard to finish up some of the items in there, but it's really coming along. It looks a lot different in there than it used to. Quick picture of the inside of the council chamber there. Last time we were over there, they were still installing the seating. But you can kind of, when you walk in there, you can really get a sense of the size and what the inside of that facility will look like and where we're going to be having our council meetings here in not too far distant future. Kind of another before picture of the outside of the development services suite on the first floor and what the inside of that suite looks like now. It's kind of a night and day difference, and they're getting closer and closer with glass installed to being finished with that suite. Upstairs break room, I've shown you this picture several times as a before picture, looking out the windows towards the library, and what that room looks like now is finished. The town's new training room on the second floor, it's really impressive, very similar to the police's version that we've been having our council meetings in now, so we've got an impressive training room in the new facility. And Tony mentioned that the major development that's been going on over that site recently has been the delivery of furniture. Everywhere you go, there's furniture in most of the offices now. And that's it. Any other questions or comments?
Question about the parking lot at GPAC. It says this summer. But is that in the summer, or are we going to tell more successful partners involved at the rec center?
The question was asked today at the construction meeting for the rec center. I did not receive a schedule for that today. I've asked for that. I think they're waiting when they, what I'm reading between the lines on is they're negotiating with the roadway and our paving contractor for that. And I think it's down to two. I think that's what they're waiting on is to award that work to that particular site.
And when they did the parking lot deepak, they're also going to resurface the surface into our parking lot. That's correct. Right.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't.
That was incorporated into the, as we developed this plan, but the entire parking lot in the front, because that question's been asked. We did not include the paving in the rear of the Old School Commons, but the whole entire parking lot in the front of the Old School Commons parking.
And did we give you the South Main Street?
Well, we're doing anything that's in the front. We're not doing, do not think that that side was stuck to it. The parking lot is in addition on the parking lot of Main Street, yeah.
Okay. Did we take special bids or bids at a separate time for the parking lot?
No, sir. It was all bids in one project.
That was bid a year ago?
Well, not quite a year ago. It was last summer, I think it was awarded.
Right, so it's in the bid in June, and then we were authorized to proceed August.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So now you're getting close to it. So now, in fact, they put out a price order for them. They have a price, and now that price that they deserve will have to buy it because whoever can still do the job. Somebody might not be able to do it now.
Yes, sir. Without going in, I don't know their internals per se. They obviously have something to base their bid price on. We have all pricing. But I do know that they've been in negotiations with two contractors, which I'm aware of, that are level and will give us a good product. I will say that.
Okay. Tell me what you're going to program on it. I was trying to find it here. It's probably making you somewhere. And you hope to still not there, because you're dog parking, Lake Pleasant Park.
So that is the additional parking for Lake Pleasant Dog Park. The gentleman, and he still thinks that he can finish it. The gravel parking lot is fairly easy to construct. The weather's obviously set it back. He really wanted to get that out. And we asked him to have the year. We wanted it done before the July 4th. The calls for the July 4th, July 3rd celebration, and then he will finish up with the Civil War. He will do that project.
Okay. Does the landlord know anything? He'll be finished by that.
We spoke with him today, and he did not feel like he couldn't come back to it. He drains very well, sandy soil. So he does drain well. If it's not raining.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
This is the design services amendment for the Avery Street sidewalk project. Just to give you up speed to revisit the project itself, it's for sidewalk installation from Powell Drive. Originally scoped to Creekbrook Court. The sidewalk, the existing sidewalk picks up at Creekbrook in the Avery Park subdivision in this area where the arrow is. Negotiations or conversations, I guess is the best way to describe it, with the property owners at the intersection of Avery Street and Curtis Drive. When Avery Park was built, I remember concerns from the resident on the northwest corner in this area. I do believe that the developer of that property had to buy some right-of-way or buy some property or something. But I remember dealing with it peripherally because it was obviously a developer-driven project. And the concern of the resident was in there with the impact on their lives. So I wanted to have a discussion with her once this became a project. We reached out to both of the residents on the corner, and the resident here on the northwest corner of Avery Curtis was hesitant to. She just felt it would impact her yard significantly with some trees and landscaping removals, which, frankly, it will. I reached out to the resident on the northeast corner. They were very receptive to the conversation, and they really participated. They were more willing to work with us on our right-of-way needs and our easement needs to put the sidewalk on the northeast corner. It changes the scope of the sidewalk because with it being on the east side of Avery Street in the Avery Park subdivision, you do, at least in my opinion, you need to extend the sidewalk all the way to Creek Commons Avenue. Whereas before we were going to match it here at Creekbrook Court. So there's a lengthening of the sidewalk project is described in the memorandum in your package of around 350 feet to the project. And you see represented in the documents is the National Engineering's request for additional payment for the survey and design of the sufficient sidewalk. And if they're asking for an additional $8,000 for that work. Are there any questions?
Can you read the contract that you mentioned, right?
Yes, sir.
Are you familiar?
Essentially, it was a small size street that do all the engineering work, field work, and then that's where the inspection may be the same. But they've got to do all of the design work.
That's correct. And I would note that it works out to be very, it's a percentage of their original contract. If you take the distance that we're adding, whilst it's a 350-foot addition, they are having to do design on this whole length. If you measure that length divided by the original, that's exactly how they did this thing. So I was comfortable presenting that to council.
Well, I guess the positive spin off there is we get more sidewalks in the addition of easements, so showing that the citizens are more benefit than they can have to spend.
Yes, sir. And one thing I'll note that the letters will go out upon authorization because I did not contact the residents on the east side of Avery. So I'll be letters will go out tomorrow to those residents informing them of the project's kind of design, and if they have questions to contact us, so that they will receive a survey of the project. So, I don't know. The lots are typically graded on their construction, so we may have a little bit of construction easement, but I don't see significant issues with going on that.
Any other questions, Mr. Mayor?
Back in the March work session, we brought to you the draft version of the Lake Transit Master Participation Agreement. And at that time, we talked through some of the details, but let you know that that was still subject to some changes. We also brought a draft of the Lake Transit Work Plan for the TPAC committee in the fall for the 17-18 year. So we now have the final version of the Master Participation Agreement. This agreement, as you may remember, allows us to be a party to all of the transit project, and in the event that we were going to participate with any of the community funding model office in the future, we would need to be a part of the original agreement. We also going to be a part of the agreement for all of the planning work that's going on for transit, for the transit plan currently. And so we have the final version of the master participation agreement in your packet for you. We do need to get you to approve authorization of that. There were very minor changes made since the draft that you read. The only section that had a change really made to it was section 6.01. That was language changed to simplify the litigation process to the parties involved, and there were changes to the agreement, but it did not remove the administration process. So we reviewed that language, and I think it was really suggested how the cities, the larger city attorneys, have a question about it, but there's still not acknowledgement required for all parties part of the agreement. So we have that we seek to authorize the execution of that agreement. We also have bound separately in your packet with us a rather lengthy work plan. It's a lot of paper, but we did want you to see that if you had an interest in reviewing it, and just sort of see the detail for which the ACT committee is working on the transit plan. While there's no official authorization needed for that, staff would ask just that an endorsement is made about the work plan, endorsing the work plan, and acknowledging the work that the town staff is bringing to that, and also just really acknowledging our seat at the table to support that. I was glad to answer any questions you may have.
John, this national support for what you're proposing, I was curious, this is part of something I should know. Article 3, Transit Planning Advisory Committee, you talked about membership. And of course, all of the each town on this county or campus has a
Mr. Bass was serving as our delegate, and Mr. Jusenberger was serving as an alternate. Considering Mr. Bass's departure and with a lot going on for Mr. Jusenberger, I think the rabbit has stepped in, and I'm serving as the delegate, and Mr. Jusenberger is serving as the alternate. And what we envision is that whenever the transportation planner that we discussed as a part of Mr. Jusenberger's reorganization is on board, that person would take over as the delegate, and probably Mr. Jusenberger or someone from his staff would be the alternate.
Thank you, Mr. Peterson. Yes, sir. Thank you for serving me. You're welcome. Okay, any motion?
Are there two items to be?
So we have a motion to be appropriate, I think, to authorize execution of the national participation agreement. The second item that the town needs to be a party to is the interlocal agreement for the administrative distribution of the Wake County $7 vehicle registration tax. And that is a current agreement between all of the entities that share in transit funding prior to the Wake Transit Plan. And so this would be municipalities like Derry, Raleigh, No Triangle, Wake Forest, all the entities that currently operate a transit plan or transit system. showed all of the municipalities on the remaining municipalities in order to share the community funding model funds that we discussed previously for cost sharing local transit options have to become a party to this agreement. And so what you have tonight is a document that's signed the First Amendment to that ILA, or a shorter version of that very lengthy title. And so after discussion, if you also choose, we would authorize execution of our participation, or authorize execution of the amendment to the ILA. On page 128 of your packet is a slide that I included just to review the funding that we're talking about. So prior to the transit plan being adopted, the existing $7 vehicle registration tax the existing funding sources was a vehicle tax on the regular triangle. That was 5% of vehicle wheels in Bacon, Durham, and Orange counties. There were local revenues contributed by Raleigh and Cary, and there was a vehicle registration tax on the regular triangle of $5 per vehicle. And you may recall back in March when we talked about this, we provided some clarification on how the authority was given for these entities to charge this. I think there was some questions about how they received that authority and Mr. Anderson provided some clarity on that. What is new for the Lake County Transit Plan that was adopted in last fall is a 5% sales tax, a vehicle registration tax levied by Lake County of $7 per vehicle, and then a vehicle registration tax levied by Fair Triangle of $3 per vehicle. And so the $7 vehicle registration tax is what we're becoming a partner to the interlocal agreement for. I'll pause there and ask you to see if there's any questions.
I think you answered your explanation of why we're able to address this. You saw my dilemma. I didn't realize we were. You had explained at an earlier date while we were participating in that $7, even now you were going to do that. Thank you, John.
And now we won't be sharing the $7 while we're party to this. We'll just simply be, we will be able to apply for some of that funding in the future. So I just want to make sure it's clear that by doing this, we are suddenly receiving some new revenue source. We are just eligible to apply for funding for authorized projects.
Today, and at the end of the usual day, see we have our various county committees. We're almost ready for a report back to the council. We'll plan to do that. So, okay, we can have a work session. It's great. And we have a good slate of folks, but they're just a few little things to tie up. So, I want to thank the mayor who stood in for Council Member Josh, who wasn't able to participate. And, process and we'll give you the final recommendation in our next season.
Public Works Committee report. We've had a couple of meetings recently in an effort to see a subdivision that, if you recall, earlier this year, Auburn Village out on Auburn Ideal Road, we approved the original site plan, or the subdivision plan. We approved the first level plan. Auburn Village basic design criteria comes under what is called planned residential development, and I say umbrella.
each year for Auburn Village, which is on the Gatta Board of the Gatta, is requesting the use of 30-inch type, 30-inch rule type curb and gutter. We had one meeting, might have been the last part of May, might have been early June, and then we had one this morning. In that committee meeting, we authorized staff, we authorized staff or recommended that they go ahead and to include the rule type curb and gutter as an item that they can include in their deliberations under this plan of residential development. And it would not be, this is not an issue where it would become a town-wide standard, but that the staff can then incorporate that particular design as one of its criteria that can be used under this four different floating districts. So we have recommended that and authorized them to use that internally. At the appropriate time, staff will come back to the council if there's any changes in the original design criteria on Auburn Village. That kind of stumble model, is that the essence of it, Jeff? Tony? Very well. We're not changing any design standards of the town. But under this type of planning concept, it allows some flexibility, and that's going to come back to us before any changes are made in the other places. One other thing, we recommended also approval of additional type 1 water and sewer allocation. The preliminary set up at the end of the year for 150 units of housing at type 1. And how many of you normally do we do under type 2? Is that 300? 415 type 2. We've had a lot more demand for that. For the type 1, we recommend approval for an additional 200 units under type 1, bringing it to a total of 350 units. And that's one of the last things we did. We trued up the demand or the final allocation for 2016 that we overshot the mark by maybe 25, 26 units, and hope to true that up. So we have plenty of capacity. That's not an issue. This is, I'll just take care of some internal house paperwork.
Very good.
As far as town hall updates, you heard in the Tom Train, the status of that. We've had some type of movement around the week of July 10th or so, making sure they're there after July the 4th. Holiday, and then we will plan once we get in and get some issues worked out, get all settled in. We will plan a grand opening probably in August, first or second week or so time frame. And so we'll come back with that date to make sure that works for each and every one of you. I'm probably looking at something in the late to midday, early afternoon time frame, but I think we'll come back with that. So that's what we're looking at there. Yeah, building permit report.
And then you also have a finance report in front of you, and the one thing I want to point out on that is, further down in the report, the third bullet from the bottom, it says, without a number of remaining in the fiscal year, it's important to division that the town is well under budget and not expected to exceed its fiscal year budget. Revenues collected to this point indicate that there should be sufficient resources available to prevent the town from using any significant portion of the 1.128 fund balance on approved revenues. So that's a good thing there. So just wanted to point that out. And that's the end of
my report. So if you want to do something like that, but I want to ask you a quick thing on the agenda tonight, if it's okay with you. The issue having to do with the 27th pay period this time had to make us a different figure. Does that mean somewhere that it's a pretty unusual occurrence that I see?
It has been done 10 years now, so some people call it a payroll leap year, but it happens about every 10 years when you have that 27th pay period fall within the current budget year you're in. Important thing to mention about that is no one gets any extra money because of that. It's just a matter of how the pay periods fall within that calendar year.
And how is it occurring very well? Well, just sort of a question, and again, it would relate, I guess, to our info. Unfortunately, there was an accident, I don't think, right engine, and just close to where I live in a car. There was a highway and struck one of our street lamps, lights, and knocked the pole over into the little lady right by close to where the village is here. And so the police came and investigated. My curiosity is, what will be, what's the process for, I guess, someone coming back and putting another pole up there and repairing that?
Well, it depends on how it got reported and who it got reported to, so we will have to check it in and make sure it got put in the system. I don't see it on our list here, so I'm going
to go back. It just happened on Saturday, unfortunately, 2 teenagers. We'll give the details here, but anyway, they struck the football, and he's not going to
be able to get it. We can ask your address from you, and we'll make sure it goes in the system.
He's not going to be able to get it. That wooded area right there.
Yeah. Not going to be able to get it. Technically, if there was a police report filed, Duke Energy is contacted through that process. However, it won't hurt for us to, if there's a poll number still on it, we can send it in. But normally through the police employee part of that, if it hits him, because there can be insurance costs that Duke, or in cases where it's been found, facilities do not make a job. But we have to be careful to provide it. One thing I'll say with that, but another reason that is, if it damages some of these things longer, depending on if it damages the underground cabinet. I know we all saw the one on Timber Drive that got hit and it took a while. And so sometimes it takes a bit longer with some things to fix but I will follow up with the phone number just to confirm that typically it goes through with the police report too.
Okay, I was curious to know how long I expect to see that full line.
Based off the long term of Brian, that's where that will work.
That's all the questions I asked. So, thank you. Okay, let's go to the council. Let's bring you over
there. You talked about Thompson Road and they probably start surveying, should be able to start this week. Does that contract seem ready to proceed? Have you got any indication or have you had any personal meetings with
them? No, we did meet with Jonathan and Justin Massengill. I think they had a pre-construction meeting. I think he's going to be an okay contract with them. I don't think he has an opportunity to. There's not much for this project. I think it'll happen fairly quickly if the utilities are out of the way. He did indicate that he had to order materials. I started the notice to proceed. I think he's got ample time to do it. I wasn't, for what it's worth, I wasn't going to wait. I said people normally award materials when they get notice of award. There's long lead times on some of those things. A lot of it's stock material, but RCP pipe, but sometimes if you're using precast concrete boxes, there can be longer lead times on that. And that was the conversation with some of the notice receipts that went out for the Monday that I started.
So, notice of award and notice to proceed, obviously, they're two different items, and they're two different times.
I never indicated he was waiting to sign the contract documents to come back to him, but I understand that, but my experience is really to consider our work to be paid if we tell them to give them email his home record that council has awarded this particular project. They can order their materials at that point, but again, I didn't push the case with him. I just started his time.
Speak to us a little bit more about did you gain anything about the rec center? Did you gain anything from the meeting you had today?
Yes, sir. They right now what they're confirming is the matter. There was a gentleman there today helping the foundations, but they're bringing them, they're basically scheduled to be here yesterday to start construction of interior load-bearing walls. Obviously, the rain is filled up their trenches, but they were there today pumping those out. If it doesn't rain overnight tonight, they may be able to start that work tomorrow. The concrete's been poured, the rebar stumped up, they can get that going. That relates to the installation of the erection of the steel, because a lot of the internal steel is awaiting the nicer walls to be done. That was discussion today. So that is really weather related. Again, you've probably seen the substantial progress of getting the retaining wall up and backfield and work room. So that has taken place. Right now, it's just a matter of getting the building materials up and started. They were waiting underground installation of electrical plug-in conduit under the slab. They said today that they feel, again, where they're permitting that slab should be poured in the next 30 days.
And you're there, and you see it, and you know more about the internal. You know, you're in. Intimately knowledgeable by the discussions you have with them. I'm a little bit further removed, and I'm thoroughly disgusted with this contract. We've had absolutely great weather since last August when he had a chance to start, and he's got six pieces of steel erected out of the ground, and they've been there over a month.
Yes, sir.
Now, in this last month, they have requested an approval payment of grand sum of $189,000 in June, in the peak of the project. This should be, that request should have been similar to what was requested, or actually a lot more than on Town Hall. It would have been an order of $750,000. On this last request, the steel ought to be laying on the ground, the remainder, so that they can erect it, whether they have a job and deliver it or not. Based on the extension we've had with this building, the police department, and you and Bill had the discussions on what needs to be sent to these folks to let them know that an extension of time based on weather is of no consideration based on the past 8 months, and that the time for delivery of the building is still set, et cetera. What courses of action do we have?
Well, the actions are limited. They're obviously per contract. I mean, we have extensions, and then there's liquidated damages written into the contract. That's the options that are there. You will see and hear assuming that's part of the discussion we had today, as we all were aware, there were issues relating to the clearing of the project. That was part of the holdup at the encountering of underground utility lines, which prevented installation of the erosion control measures and prevented sign-off. That generated some fairly significant delays. There's a lot of internal workings with that, and I can provide you, there will be an update for council.
And I saw that your request for a delay because of
this. That was discussed extensively today. Now, with that said, there were some very strong words from me today regarding that particular matter that you're discussing too, is that they had better start aggressively approaching this project. And I felt that patience was running out. And that's what I shared with them. And so, as strongly as I could do it and still stay professional.
Yeah, we're definitely disappointed in the progress of that there. I guess I had the impression that once the steel was delivered on the site, we were going to see it go up pretty quick. But they put up some of the steel, but the rest of it is contingent on some block walls and going to the block wall and on top of the block wall. So it's in very slow.
Also, you know, taking into consideration whether there were issues in the rooms, so I know there were there, and there were days and weeks when I went by and doing some site work anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that is not, yeah, they're going to be in the rain right away now, but that doesn't give an explanation why they weren't present and working on it for weeks at a time.
And they have some subcontractor issues that are beyond our control and not for us to solve, but that's one of the things they need to look at for getting their project moving a little quicker.
It's their responsibility to make sure the subs know what they work on.
And that's correct. I mean, and your frustration is felt, and trust me, your staff's frustration is tremendous. But the remedies, there's only so much we can do except expressing our displeasure. It's moving, let's keep the quality. We don't want to suffer at all. We're not going to get in a hurry. These are conversations that we've had with them. And the best way that I can sum it up is you can approach a project with an aggressive stance. But I can't do that for you. In other words, if their subs are not cooperating, if the plumbing subcontractor shows up and spends 2 days reviewing the plans without doing any work, then one would expect that maybe that should have been done before you come. Those are the kind of things that I understand it, but they're the only ones that can remedy that, not the town of Garden. So it's been had, Councilman Kennedy. That was today's meeting. Not a very pleasant, but there will be some further information that you're going to see coming to you that will dictate some of the things that we encountered in September, October, December, and it becomes there's legitimacy to the delays, but sometimes. And this is where I'm trying to have the conversation with Bill. You can come at this in a more aggressive fashion. Yes, there's delays. Yes, these things happen. But you can come at this in a way. And that's what I'm wanting them to. Now, they've got to help themselves with this.
They do. And if you run down here for a room, you see how quickly the lines of days going up. And they, this was happening during the same time frame of weather
conditions
at the rec center. So there's really. And somewhere they want to say, I know your hands are tied to the point that they are, they're still wrong.
Most men's are always the best men. I'll say it, men's are wrong, but I'll say it. Most men's are always the best. And I think we ought to take a look here, and also I was Captain Kennedy, you know, let's talk from these meetings and speak on behalf of council, and Mr. Clark is professional, Mr. Kennedy, and he's recovering.
Well, one thing I will tell them, really, this conversation today was shared that I feel that you're going to see some impatience creeping into the elected body. I will encourage them to watch our, they don't have to believe me, I think they can see it for themselves. And so it's a very timely thing. If you don't think I'm being straight up with you, watch the video.
Make sure that they have the right connection, you know, how to find the video.
I will point out to them. Because the next thing is wrong for sure. We push as hard as we can push. And one day I'll be able to tell you the story.
They made some requests for extensions of time. Do you have any indication of what their revised completion date may be?
No, sir. That's one thing we discussed today. I feel that today's meeting was very good in that we are getting resolution to some of the things that have been lingering far too long. And that's why I said they're wanting a date. And I want to give them a date. And that and when I say the contractor was told that when that date comes, whatever we're going to adjust your schedule to, you better perform, you better get it. And so when I get that information, that's why I'm bringing you down a whole summary to it. And again, some of these things are, for lack of a better word, self-inflicted wounds. Some discrepancies in the plans that maybe we haven't gotten identified and addressed by our design team as properly as we should. That was addressed today in front of the contractor with the architect sitting there. Again, my patience is I'm with you. I understand it. And the only thing I said today to myself is that one good thing about finishing Carroll Hall, I will be able to work a little bit more time to this project. I'm not saying it'll help, but I can promise you that it'll give you an effort.
Here's the other things going on. To pick up on what Kathy said, I want to see what progress has been made. I hadn't seen it in a week, so I drove up the street on yesterday morning. Saw two people look like they were trying to offer a bar. I'm not sure why, but there had been a light in it. And some three other folks on another part of the project that one of them had on work clothes and shoes appropriate for the day, and two other folks that were busy on the cell phones. And when I was looking it out, I saw one or two pieces of pipe, no steel. It doesn't look like they've got any stored materials on site that if they had the workers there, they'd have anything to work with. We're not completely overlooking facts.
Well, I won't get into the details, but I haven't walked the site in the past week or so. Today I did notice that the construction meeting, there was a lot of scaffolding on site, which I think is indicative of a mason's coming. The scaffolding was not there last week, but I know it may have been there when I didn't see it. So, well, I mean, I believe when I see it, I'm tired of giving the manager and others updates based upon the information I get.
If you would give us a heads up in the next construction meeting, that's what they hear, and it's just around the 25th of the quarter, I'll set the last meeting.
The third Tuesday of the month? Is that correct? It's the third Tuesday of the month at 11 o'clock. If I'm not mistaken, I can give you the date of it.
Yes.
Third Tuesday at 11.
It's pretty telling when you see the dirt that they have moved and piled up is now growing grass on it.
Well, yes, ma'am. And one note, it's good it's growing grass because they were visited by the erosion control inspector and I pushed them 2 weeks ago to get the stockpile seeding. Temporary seeding is one of the requirements of erosion control. So having that done, you've got to set a good plan for the state. So,
what time did you say?
9 o'clock, 11. And I did hang up. I'm sorry, it's the 18th, July 18th, 11.
And they say the town of Montgomery, which might have had a motor grass.
We did deal with the motor 5 and a 4.
From the short incline of that middle of the road.
Anything else on that, Lee?
Thank you for listening to our...
Yes, sir.
Your ability.
I want to share with them and make sure that they watch this to determine for themselves the mood of the council.
And we can make it more, a little stronger if we need to.
Is it on site? Yes, Mr. Mayor, we actually wanted to mention that when we decided to have a bring it up in Ruby County, whatever, at the new town hall, I think it would be nice if we could invite anybody who works for them. In the past, we've had a lot of retirements recently. And I can think we can go back to some of the Americans who work here from Maryland to Delaware, to your Bonner Gus Art, all still around, to invite them. I got Mr. Aiken, he's at the table, and he's one of my ears. And then like the first of Sussur, we have several mayors who are still around, several of them in Garner. Mr. Watkins and Mr. Duncan, but still in Garner. And Mr. Bridges. So that's the great developing box. So be nice to invite this week when you may be coursing the staff and employees. Let me know if we're heading back to invite them. So that's really nice to invite people. It's been 45 years since last one, but I must be 45 years to the next one anyway. I said that there's people who work, some of them work in the old towns, a few people who work in the old town hall. Maybe one I can think of that's still here. So, anyway, just all mention that, we get the opportunity to invite some of those folks there. It'd be nice.
Yes, definitely. So, a lot of those people are all
Thinking of something else for him, but we're going to figure out.
Also, yesterday I attended the Garfield Foundation meeting, and I think they were reporting the Black and White, which they sponsor for Garfield High School, and good report. It was well received and well attended, and as well as the Marjorie Garfield event for the honor of the Teacher of the Year and the Teacher Assistants and so forth. So they do good work, and I'm afraid that I don't mention that often.
In there just a couple of things. Thanks, sir. I know there's this steering committee out there that's been working on the GO, what is it, going forward. I was just wondering, I don't think we've just heard an update on that. Is that something that we could hear a little project report on a fairly future meeting? Just kind of update us on that process is?
There's not been a lot of activity really to report on since you've had an update.
Okay.
Staff has been reviewing drafts of the plans, mm-hmm. and so we're working now with the consultants. So the steering committee actually has not met, I believe, since March. So there's not, you had an update almost as recently as the steering committee. We're just now in a kind of where work products being developed, staff's doing reviews and working with them. So we will come back with an update as soon as there's more to update, but just we're just sort of that lag time in the actual documents.
That's fine. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, don't mean to sound really anxious. Actually, if I seem really anxious or discombobulated this evening, I guess Bruce already referred to this, but for the first time in this meeting, I'm not paperless tonight. I think Ms. Baird did the same amount as Candy did, but anyway, we're trying to get adapted to these new little devices, these tablets. So that has worked reasonably well. I was able to keep up with most portion of the agenda. I was in school pretty quickly there, time too. But anyway, I want to thank staff for working with us. I think
Once you get it, yeah, she says, you still want the paper, you know, or you can get it. But I said, no, let's go cold turkey in this place. So anyway, it's a working progress. And that leads me to think, it was a great, I think, if those guys said, me, I say, we set a little training session this evening and gave us some reminders. And these will be available again a week from now before the work session. Hope to get back with you then. So I want to thank him publicly for his film. That's it.
Yes, sir. When you asked me if I was out done, I thought you were asking me, am I done getting Tony brief? I was. That's what I was done with. But a couple things I want to mention. One, I know the Human Resources Committee has been meeting recently to take care of a number of things, and Ronnie, I'm glad you were able to step in and assist in that. Forward to getting some of those recommendations that the work has really been timely, and hopefully to give a people that I've already put commissions shot in the arm, and heal and cure problem that we've incurred. Bobby, you mentioned to us the weekly count update that Mr. Claus Velasquez had gotten by your office and requested some meeting space, and that he had, wanted to form a multicultural committee here in Bonner. Could you give us, if you had any background that you could share with us?
I didn't bring my notes with me, so I'll go from memory. What he was requesting, whether the town had interest in starting such a committee, if we didn't, he was fine with that, but he thought it would be helpful to have a committee to council could bounce some ideas off of. Also thought it would be good that the different ethnic groups, the various ethnic groups we have here in Bonner, being a multi-diverse community, could share information about each other and learn more about each other and share experiences. And then also it would be a group that, as you run new programs or ideas by the group, they could be advocate for the town and the town council and endorse those ideas or positions or whatever. So it's something he had done in other communities and just thought it would be good.
Could you check on a couple of those communities or have someone check on them and see what these committees have been able to accomplish or how they operate? I think before we can ever give serious consideration, we want to know since we do have since the information should be available, we get some indications what the services they can provide. Another thing I saw in the news that the mayor of Cary refused to sign something. Had he been approached to sign the prayer support?
No, I was with Cary Mayor last night, and I contacted him.
I don't see any reason we need to get involved in that. I wouldn't sign
that. I thought the mayor's reasons, were sound. Sure, I have some personal conviction about that. It's probably different from some other council members. But anyway, if I understood his comments, he said, we've got enough on our plate. We need to deal with local issues. Never need to get involved at something at the national level, which to me was a sound reason for the thing, so I support what he said.
Any comments on Jerry Denver? One of the things that was mentioned out there was and we had some discussion back and forth with folks, was a spray ground.
Right, well, you know, because he's a genius, and I always should see that.
Fire station.
Yeah, I'm talking about the main street. but sideways. And then in that section, and if you walk the aisle to different crosses, you're going to go from the fire station on the other aisle all the way over there.
That's not what I'm saying. People have done it the whole way. They have to be sidewalks. They have to sidewalk on both sides the whole way. I'll just also give you a 30-second update on our new Ram Road design project that's been authorized for design, and we're proceeding with that. And again, we're getting to some design levels of that. We'll get into a little more detail, but I will be meeting with some of the, or hopefully meeting with a couple of the residents on the Ram Road to discuss their actions regarding that project. After we decide direction from the railroad, it will be one of our projects that it goes.
I'm going to adjourn this meeting, Mr. Mayor.